Hi, this is a dictation for William Cotton, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, C-O, T-T-O-N, William Cotton. The date of birth is 8-20-1954. So, this is William Cotton is here for a new patient visit. Date of birth is 8-20-1954. And date of service is 7-24-2023. Date of accident is 2-18-2023. Patient presents for history of an accident that occurred in a restaurant when he was coming out of the restaurant. He was walking out of the door at Pete's Place, P-E-T-E-S. Pete's Place in Taylor. He was stepping on a rug that slipped under his feet. As a result, he fell down on a cabinet and landed on his left hip and the back. He slid down the left hip and the back on a bare concrete. There was no severe head injury, loss of consciousness, but there was some injury to the left shoulder. There was no other event happened. He was taken by the ambulance to the hospital at Heritage Hospital in Taylor, Oakwood Heritage, where he was given fentanyl and morphine, and CT scan of the head, shoulder and spine was done, was found to be all negative. X-ray of the hip was negative. And he was discharged with the pain medications. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting pain in the lower back around 8 with no radiation to the legs, pain in the left hip, and also he's reporting some headaches. He reports that he can walk, but it is painful. He can sit up to half an hour and stand for half an hour. He can sleep. He wakes up after 1 hour sleep. He also reports that his problem is having some additional problem with his bowels. He could not get to see a doctor because of the payment issue. He could not get a restaurant to give insurance information, and that's why he could not get any MRIs done or anything. The accident happened on 2-18-2023. His problems are going on since that time. These pains are reported to be continuous, as shooting, stabbing, shark, taking, and dogs. Pain level is from 4 to 10 and ADL factor to 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, even biking. And they are improved by medications, lying down therapy. So far, patient has had X-rays and MRIs have not been done, but X-ray and CT scan have been done. They were found negative on the day of a fall in the emergency room. Further, patient denies any numbness, stinging, pins, and needle of the arms or legs. There is no radiculopathy or radiation, no muscle weakness or motor weakness. There is some disturbance of bowels, but not incontinence. Past treatment is described as follows. The patient reports that on the day of the accident, he went to Beaumont Hospital in Taylor, where he was there for 6 hours. The X-ray of the left hip was negative, and a CT scan for the head was done without any bleeding inside. Cervical spine and lumbar spine were found negative, except for severe osteoarthritis. CT scan of the left hip was also negative. He has been seeing his primary care physician, Dr. Nazareno, N-A-Z-A-R-E-N-O, for pain management and for other help. And he has seen him a few times. He is providing pain medication, which is morphine sulfate tablets. He has done one physical therapy at performance physical therapy, but he was discharged since he was non-compliant and was not keeping up with the appointment. He's not done any acupuncture. He's done chiropractic visit one time, and no other medical help he has done. And the system review, Fagan reports that he has been suffering from angina, bleeding, heart attack, chest pain, angina, irregular heartbeat, pulsations, heart failure, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, hepatitis C. He also suffers from Calvert's disease, nausea, the liver disease, hepatitis C, endocrine disease, positive for diabetes type 2. Neurological, cerebral artery aneurysm, kidney disease none, psychiatric positive for anxiety, musculoskeletal is positive, severe arthritis throughout the spine, throughout the joints. He has easy bruising, swelling, history of falls. He has a degenerative disc disease of the cervical, thoracic and lumbar spine, sacroiliac spine. He wears glasses. Pulsatilis is positive for a surgery for the left shoulder for rotator cuff in 2010 and 2020 at Henry Ford Hospital. And in 2001, he underwent a surgery for his cervical spine and also lumbar spine for bone spurs. And laminectomy was done by Dr. Glenn Minster. Allergies to terramycin and toradol. Family history. Mother is deceased. Natural causes. Father is deceased from a stroke. Siblings. Four brothers and two sisters are okay. One brother is died of a motor vehicular accident. And two had a heart disease. Relationship status. Patient is live alone. And he's a widow. In past employment, he was working as a truck driver in 2012. Since then, he has been on a disability from 2012 through 2019 for various ailments, and now he's retired. Legal history, he is called Mr. John Hirsch as an attorney. Personal history, patient drinks a couple times say alcohol, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. He, in this past surgery, please mention that he has a cholecystectomy, appendix, gallbladder removal, tonsil and adenoid appendix. And left shoulder AC repair, and anterior fusion of the cervical spine. In addition, the medications is on lisinopril, 5 mg toprol XL, 25 mg prednisone, 10 mg a day, metformin 500 twice a day, provastatin 20 mg a day, and Symbicort PRN. Please review the chart for the ADS. Well, I can dictate at this time since I'm doing it. Running is 10, doing yard work 9, standing and vacuuming is 8, walking, home chores, doing laundry, and reaching into cabinets is 7. Opening container is 6 among ADS. Additional associated symptoms, weakness and fatigue are reported. Denies any saddle anesthesia, sleep disturbances, incontinence of urine or bowel. He denies any numbness, tingling, radiation or radiculopathy of the lumbar pain. And no lethargy-like tiredness. No moderate difficulty in walking is reported. And physical examination. It means the following. The blood pressure is 141 over 91, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100, 6 feet 1 inches height, 166 pounds, 68-year-old white male of a good build, nutrition, elders oriented, cooperative in one. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony here. He's able to walk reasonably well with the help of the cane. And there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient appears might be anxious, but not exhausted. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and mobile independent with oxygen, with using a cane this time. Rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin. Please mention there is a scar in the abdomen for gallbladder surgery, scar in the front of the neck for cervical fusion, and also in the lower back for laminectomy. Psychiatric exam, neurological examination are completely normal. Musculature examination reveals that there is spasm in the there is no muscle spasm. Musculature examination normal. However, in the abdomen, please mention that there is an abdominal wall hernia, 6 inch long, near the umbilicus. And also in the musculoskeletal examination. Oh, here is a scar in the skin. Please mention that there is a scar from T6 to T12 for the bone spur surgery that was done earlier with laminectomies. In the inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment, and the scar is noticed from T6 to T12 in the midline for a surgery that was done for his arthritic osteophyte issues with laminectomy. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of T4, T5. And left sacroiliac joint is quite tender. The paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 15. Upper extension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was found negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lerman test was positive. Distraction test was positive. Proto-heart test was negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raise test was positive on the left. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Bregard test was negative. Kemp test was positive. In the sacroiliac joint, left sacroiliac joint was tender. And constant test and favor test was found positive, but distraction test, iliac compression test, pending flexion test were not positive. Extremities examination, except for the left hip, rest of the extremities are found to be unremarkable. Some positive finding in the left shoulder. From previous surgery, there is a scar in the left shoulder. Range of motion is 160 degrees of abduction. Hawking candidate test is negative, and on inspection, shoulder appears completely normal with no dislocation or any other positive finding. In the area of the left hip, the patient has a normally appearing hip with slight tenderness in the greater trochanter crease region due to some bursitis, but there are no obvious fractures. Range of motions are normal on passive and active motion. Flexion is 140, extension 140. External internal rotation are 40. Motor strength is 4/5, valgus varus number is not present. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign negative, frontal work sign negative, log roll was positive. ELLI test. Was negative. Thomas test. Was positive. Diagnosis. In general, 110, E11.9, 150.9, 169.951, 169.952, 120.9, R26.89, Z91.81, R53.81, G89.21, S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves and 79.2, muscles and 60.9, ligaments and 54.0, test. In the left shoulders, there is a pain, M25.512, left hip and left leg, M79.605, M25.552. Cervical spine M54.2. M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. M96.1, M47.812, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.08, S23.3XXA, M47.814, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. M43.27, M96.1, M47.817, sacroiliac spine on the left side, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Mr. William Cotton. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to focus on the neck, or the mid back and lower back, although the pain is the worst on the lower back, as well as into the hip, left hip area, and also including the shoulder for the time being. He has been provided a work disability, although he's not working, but at home he's not supposed to be working. Hospital replacement has been ordered. Labs have been ordered and the maps have been reviewed. So patient is already getting his medications from his personal doctor, which includes somas and morphine sulfate tablets. So that can continue. Naproxen 500 mg twice a day was ordered for this patient to help healing Elavil 50 mg at night has been ordered for sleep and GAD disorder pain relief. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day is ordered. Patient is already on medication, so they are being provided. He is on morphine sulfate. I'm not sure about the prednisone 10 mg. I have to ask this question next time around. Besides this, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We reviewed all the records that were available for us to review. A hip X-ray that was done on the day of accident in the emergency room was found negative for any fracture. CT scan of the head was negative for any bleeding. CT scan of the left hip was negative for any traumatic injury. CT scan of the lumbar spine shows post-osteophyte complex, posterior osteophyte complex, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, along with facet arthropathy, ligament and phloem thickening, and there was no vertebral fracture, as well as SI joint arthritis. Patient visited performance physical therapy only one time, and he was discharged for not showing up on time. An MRI of the left hip was ordered by Dr. Mead Ronald. However, it could not be done as the patient was moving around and he was claustrophobic, so it was suspended. However, there is a severe osteoarthritis of lumbar spine, sacroiliac spine, and the left hip and the left sacroiliac spine. Interventional pain procedure, patient may benefit at this time from a sacroiliac joint injection in the left side as well as left hip injection in the greater trochanter region to help with the bursitis. Once the MRIs for the lumbar spine are done, if they are not related to trauma, no treatment will be needed. However, he appears to have arthritic issues. He already has gone surgery for the cervical and thoracic spine. And sometimes lumbar epidural steroid injection may help. Surgical options, none are being considered. Neuropsych is not warranted. Alternate care not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Post medical records have been reviewed from the hospital and they have been obtained. Investigations, an MRI of the thoracic and lumbar spine is ordered. Patient is provided a tablet for Xanax for help with the claustrophobia. DME is patient, so ordered a quad cane. He already has a back brace, neck brace, and all other things, including a cane. The education is yes, and follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Thank you.